Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Thank you so much to Johan Els, and thank you so much to the crew, man. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. And Johan Els is back with you tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Taking over from Johan Els, man, it's like, you know, you have to lift up the standard so that you can reach his level. The Father is really using him and is taking him higher and higher in leaps and bounds to touch as many as he can. So I don't have to let go of the gauntlet. I should make sure that I also allow the Father to continue doing what he does best, which is to raise and reveal Christ and draw men unto himself. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. Right. This is to my son, Junior. And he just came out of a massive infection that had gone through the kidneys, and he's happy, and I'm so happy for him that he's fine, and his wife is happy, and the children are happy, you know, to see daddy back home. And I want to dedicate this song. I know he doesn't know, so people will tell him that we dedicated this song, but not only to him, also to Teboho Maduna. The pastor in Katlehong there is also my brother and friend. Now, these two were affected in their kidneys. Teboho has just come out of the ICU yesterday. And to all the people and friends, brothers and sisters who are going through situations in their lives, and somehow the Father is seeing them through regardless of the gauntlet launched against them. They stand firm in the knowledge of Yahuwah our Elohim, and they continue to yada him, to love him even more at all times. And we thank him for the gift of life.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Teddy Pendergrass there, This Gift of Life, a wonderful song, and I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together till 8, Wednesday Live, the name of the show, and like I said, I will connect with Muruti Karabo Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. They are already on the line. Let me greet and welcome them. Starting with Muruti Mraka. Greetings to you, Muruti. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well, sir.
Yes, sir. I am well. Thank you. I hope you also are well. And thank you for the word of welcome. Mm-hmm. And greetings to yourself, my brother, Pastor Kabamba, as well as all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. You be greeted in the name of the Messiah. Yeshua.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And of course, Pastor Samuel Kabamba is also on the line. Greetings to you, Pastor Sam. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Greetings to you and greetings to Muruti Muraka and greetings to everyone that will be with us tonight. And big thank you to Radio Pulpit. And we thank the Most High God for this wonderful time. And we're here to share the word. May He help us and guide us.
Are you well, sir?
I'm good. And I hope all of you are fine.
The Father is good. The Father is good. Yeah, the Father is good. And Pastor Muraka, are you well, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. I hope you are too.
I am well. I am well. I am well. I thank the Father. I thank the Father. Now, we are talking about divine knowledge. We are talking about divine knowledge. And what it is even all about. What is the knowledge of our Father in heaven all about? When we speak of the divine knowledge or the knowledge of the Father in heaven and above and in our hearts, what do we imply? And today, when we look at ourselves, would we be able to say with confidence that we propagate the knowledge of the Father more than the knowledge of just our institutionalized fellowships, ministries, and our institutionalized denominations? When is it when it is the knowledge of the Father? And when is it? It is just our knowledge? We're looking into that. And then, of course, we are asking questions as to what is the attitude of believers towards the knowledge of the Father. We had to go through a stage where people would copy preachers, especially those from America, from the United States. Let me say America, because they're painting the whole people with a... From that country, the USA, many people were basically copying the preaching of people from that side. Even the, what do they call this? It just slipped my mind. The cliches of preaching. You know, like, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know? and also, some cliches also, you know, that would be spoken. And I saw this other one who was preaching. And she was preaching just like her Father, you know. And I said, but when are we going to see you, you know, being used by the Father himself and not you copying some other person? And this is something that was also asked to Ray Charles. And the issue was, yes, we are hearing you singing, but when are we going to hear you in your music? You know, when are we going to hear you in your music? When are we going to hear the true knowledge that is in you, in your music? But we see, you're singing. Now, we ask ourselves these days, and there are many people who are preaching all over the social networks, man. And by the way, you know, social networks, if it was according to them, if we're still going that kind of left, I tell you, many people would be stopped from preaching. On social networks, they would be stopped. The Father is just not allowing that to happen. But the thing is, those who preach the true knowledge of the Father are the ones who will be challenged so much and stopped and warned. And those who speak, they speak Christianese. Get the answer. Something that at some stage Jimmy Swaggart spoke about many, many years ago as a boy. He said something. He said we should be very much careful of sensualisms in our way of doing things, because when it is like that, it becomes devoid of the Spirit of the Father, which is his knowledge. And we start doing things the way we want to do them. We start running ministries as if they are ours. as if it's our companies, our NGOs and NPOs. And we start using these to actually build careers for ourselves instead of participating in the kingdom of the Most High. And the teachings there becomes selective, which means even the obedience would be. Everything that the Father prohibits through his word, you will find that that kind of knowledge of that becomes subjected to secondarisms. It's placed on secondary levels. And what is primary is just, you know, understand that we are human. And the Father understands that we are human. And so he has prayed in advance, knowing that, you know, you will rape. So he has prayed in advance for you to be forgiven. What about the raped person who committed suicide? We preach those kinds of knowledges. We preach things like grace out of context, salvation out of context, the law out of context. And this is because we have attached our own philosophies into that. Is the true knowledge of the Father out of fashion? Someone would ask that kind of question if we see these kind of trends amongst us. Now, the thing is, the Father wants us to know his great truths. He wants us to know his great truths. And then he wants us to get into his knowledge, true spiritual knowledge, the understanding of the fear of the Elohim, and the knowledge of Yahuwah. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 5. His knowledge also implies his truth, his commandments, and this in itself is amazing. Check this out. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, for I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Elohim to do righteousness and justice, that the Elohim may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. This is the justice, the righteousness, the ways of the Father, his commandments. All these are his knowledge. If we stick to this, then we gain his knowledge, which is infinite. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 3 says, talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Elohim is Yahuwah of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. He presides over his knowledge, and he weighs every action according to his knowledge. I wonder if we still are speaking in this manner, or our main directorate is our constitutions, which are based on democracy, political agendas, philosophical affiliations with academia, and these are devoid of the truth of the Father. Psalm 69 verses 5 says, O Yahuwah, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. The knowledge of the Father is that everything is exposed to him. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden. There is nothing that one can do in secret, or something that one can say in their thoughts and the Father wouldn't see and hear. He knows all. He knows everything. Psalm 73 verses 11 says, and they say, how does Yahuwah know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? And these are the questions we find with the sentiments we attach to the knowledge of the Father. Because somewhat, somehow, in our rewritings of the Bible, our own interpretations, Woman, that thou art loosed. You know that version. Woman, thou art loosed. Many, many versions that are translated into the theology of man and somewhat somehow are refuting the truth of the Father and his meanings. And his meanings. What has become of us that we think of the knowledge of the Father as being without function? I do not want to use the word defunct because it means dead, but without function. What has come of us that we do that? Psalm 73 verses 11, and they say, how does the Elohim know when there is there knowledge in the Most High? So much doubt with regards to the knowledge of the Father that we would start to even question his knowledge using our own knowledge that has been gained through studies. But I love David when he says in Psalm 139 verses 2, he says, you know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. The understanding of the Father. His knowledge is also his understanding. This is beyond genius. This is beyond what people say that the Father walks supernatural. It's beyond supernatural. The Father is not supernatural. Anything natural, whether it's super, whether it's dynamic, is very much less compared to his knowledge because it is part of his creation. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Uba.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, we are talking about divine knowledge. What it is even all about. Divine knowledge, what it is even all about. And many people were saying, Eish, you spoke about the Sabbath last week and you're speaking about divine knowledge. Yes, basically, you can look at all the notes of the Father in his word that speak about his truth. And it is the answer to my question tonight. You can do that and tell us what you are observing. We would be glad to learn together with you. Now, let me bring this to Muruti Maraka. Muruti, when we speak of divine knowledge, what should come to mind?
Thank you, my brother. divine knowledge. When we use this word divine, actually it's from Latin. And it says that which is of God. And of course, when we talk of God, we are talking of Yudevave Elohim. We are not talking of others who claim to be God, basically. So, the knowledge of God. But then, we are not necessarily looking at it from the perspective of man. We are looking at it from the perspective of God, that Elohim, the knowledge he gives. Because as you have described there, he is above all these things, and he is the Elohim of knowledge. Now, when we talk of knowledge, I would like to say when we look at the scriptures, there are three main spheres of knowledge. The first sphere is perception. and that is intuitive, instinctive, you know. And the example I normally use is like with a child, a baby that has just been born. When they take that baby, after cleaning the baby, they give it to the mom who has just given birth. That baby, when the mom takes the mouth towards her nipple, the baby starts sucking. How did they know to do that? Nobody taught them. It's instinctive. And then, and that baby knows to suck that and be fed. And then the second sphere is where we are dealing with theoretical and a practical apprehension. That is where we are talking about cognition, something which you learn and you also practice, which means now you are bringing experience. So those two are together, like, and that's where the logic is, you know, logically this, and those have to do with learning, that sphere. And again, if I take an example of a baby, that baby knows how to suckle from the mom, but that baby does not know how to walk. That baby will have to be taught to sit. And when I was young, when I was very, very young, the way we used to do with babies, as I would be watching my mother and other elderly people, they would take pillows and put them around the baby and make the baby sit. And after some practices like that, some, you know, exercises like yes. that being conducted over time, you'll start seeing them take away the pillows and that baby is able to sit.
Mm.
That same way, going from sitting to crawling to walking to running. Mm. That is cognitive and experiential knowledge.
Mm.
The third major example of knowledge is the adeptness, proficiency, and skill. Now, that is knowledge, where you learn to, you go to, and mainly the example maybe I can use is where you go to, in the past we used to have what we call technical schools or technical colleges and those, where you go and learn a skill to become a carpenter, to become a model, anything. You learn the skill of archery, of shooting, all those things, and you become skilled in something. That's knowledge. And so those three, you'll find they constantly are referred to in the scriptures. I'm going to start with the first one. In Genesis, after Yudevah the Elohim had created Adam, he put him in the garden and he said to him, you can eat of everything that is in the garden, the fruit that are there from the tree. And there are two trees in the middle of the garden. One is the tree of life, and the other one is the tree of the intuition of what is to be known about badness and quality, if I could put it that way. I'm deliberately using these words, paraphrasing, in order to bring across what I believe the scripture is telling us, that there was something to be logically and or cognitively and experientially known about what is evil and what is noble, what is bad and what is quality. And that tree would give you the ability, when you ate of that fruit, the tree would give you the ability to instinctively know what is bad and what is noble. Now, the Father had said clearly, do not go that route. What does that mean? You must rely on me to be the one who teaches you, just like a baby is taught how to sit, how to crawl. I must be the one who teaches you what is bad or what is evil, and I must be the one who teaches you what is noble or what is quality. And you shouldn't intuit it yourself. That is the whole crux. And it would be divine knowledge, because we wouldn't instinctively know how to navigate here on earth. The only instinctive knowledge we would have would be to know the master. That is why when one reads the scriptures, you will see, he will say, a donkey knows its master. But my sons don't know me. Knowing him and separating him from others, that is what he had given Adam. That Adam should know him instinctively. But beyond there, this other knowledge, experientially and cognitively knowing how to go about his work, he had to learn. In other words, that dependency was necessary. Number three, also that any skill that Adam would develop would depend on him being taught by the Father as he learned from him. That is divine knowledge, I would say, in a nutshell, is one, intuiting the Father, having an intuition for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and instinctively knowing them. And Yeshua came to restore all this, which was lost when Adam sinned. And I want to go to where he was talking to the topmost teacher in Israel when he was walking here on earth. And that teacher came to him at night and was making certain acknowledgments to him. And when he opened the conversation by saying, we know you are from Elohim, for no one is able to do these signs that you do unless Elohim is with him. He didn't follow that. Yeshua did not pursue this line of commendation, applauding, and so forth. He went right to the heart of the matter. He said to Nicodemus, Amen, amen. I assert to you, unless one is begotten above, he is unable to see the kingdom. Now, that word see there is know instinctively. And let me give an example of knowing instinctively now in the context of Scripture. Paul says, ever since I knew of your faith and your love for the saints, I've not ceased to pray for you, giving thanks for you. And I'm praying that the Father would give you the spirit of revelation and insight, wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of your deep thinking be open. In other words, start seeing, perceiving inside, in the inner man, the way things are. Know them instinctively and intuitively. So, to know intuitively is to see from the inner man, see things not with the outward eye, the physical eye, but see with the eye of the spirit and receive from the spirit that knowledge. So he was saying, unless you are begotten above, you can't know the kingdom. You will be looking for the kingdom. And the Holy Scriptures show us, when we are watching how they were reacting with Yeshua, you'll see that they didn't see the kingdom. They were looking for something physical to touch. But they didn't realize it starts inside, where there is a correction in terms of intuition, the instinctive knowledge. And that instinctive knowledge is in the spirit. So, Adam, when he sinned together with his wife, his spirit became defunct. Therefore, his spirit could no longer intuit the way it was supposed to intuit the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, when Yeshua comes, he says, let's correct that. Let your spirit be begotten above. So that when your spirit is begotten, now you have the eyes which can see and know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want to sum it up this way, my brother. Yeshua said, I do what I see my Father doing. I say what I hear my Father saying. And the word of God in Proverbs says, the seeing eye and the hearing ear comes from you, Devavi. So, divine knowledge is first starting by being begotten above, so that your intuition should be right, should be restored. Before we can even talk about experiential and cognitive knowledge or skill.
I hear you. I hear you, Muruti. Thank you so much. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we trust that all is fine. And we are looking into the very nation of divine knowledge. What is divine knowledge? You know, I want to know as to what you say. I want to understand what is divine knowledge. Tell me, send me a WhatsApp 082657-2729. Send us a voice note, and you can also send an SMS. You can also send an SMS 37879. You can also send a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note or call us directly 012-334-1322. You can do so. Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you just after this.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, and we are together till 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday live, talking to Pastor Samuel Kabamba now. Muruti. Let me bring this to you.
Yes.
When we speak also of divine knowledge, the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 8. If you see the oppressions of the poor and the violent perversion of justice and righteousness in a province, do not marvel at the matter, for high officials watches over high officials, and higher officials are over them. The Father knows everything. In other words, He knows the justices, the injustices, the rulerships. He knows the kingdoms. He knows the good ones, the bad ones. He knows that which were supposed to be there. He knows that which were shunned, they were not there. He knows all these things. When you look into Isaiah 29, verses 15, it says, "Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Elohim, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us?" It says, there's trouble to those who are hiding information from the Most High, because He sees and He knows. Nothing is hidden to Him. Something we need to know. And we seem to be doing things that we somewhat, somehow think we are hiding these things from the Father. And that is actually something that we miss out. What say you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the question. And we thank God for this opportunity given unto us. And thank God for what Muruti Muraka said. And I believe strongly that talking about divine knowledge, first of all, what I will say is it has everything to do with Elohim, the Father. Yeah. Everything had to do with Him. Mm. Divine knowledge, it has everything to do with His omniscience, knowing of everything. As you just mentioned, there's nothing that is hidden from Him.
Yes.
And then whatsoever that one might do on this planet Earth, as big, as small, as great, as magnificent, whatever, it does not surprise Elohim. Mm. He is aware of everything.
Yes.
Now, when you talk about divine knowledge, on His level, it cannot be understood if we are not in Him. Mm. If we're not in Him, we cannot understand that. And it can be expressed to us as His word. And today, His word is being presented to us. And that's where we find that divine knowledge. That means we discover the truth about who He is, the knowledge of His word.
Mm.
That means everything that we might pursue and run after, it is in His word. And as I said, the word of the Father knows everything. You know, there's nothing that is hidden. Because, you know, I love what the Bible says, that he has placed his word above him. That means he swear by his word. That means the word is ultimate. The word is it's the final decision, if I might put it that way. It's the highest that we can come up with. That means if we are not in his, we are not in him, it will be almost difficult to understand the knowledge that is hidden in him. And as I said, knowledge, when you, the way it's come to us, it's just speaking about the way the Father understands things. Mm. He understands the things above and beyond us. We cannot comprehend the things around us. Events might take place. We will cry, we'll complain, but we wouldn't understand why the events are taking place the way they're taking place. But him, he knows. Before even anything happened, he's aware of that. Mm. Before anything being spoken, he's aware of that. You know, I love what the Messiah was speaking to the disciples in the book of Matthew 6, I think verse 8, if I'm not mistaken. He says something here. Let me just see while I'm talking. He says something very important. He said that before even you say anything, your Father knows exactly what you want to tell him. Mm. And that's already speaks volume. You know, he said, don't be like them praying as they do. For your Father knows what you need before even you ask him. Mm. That's what made the Father above us, because he's outside of time where we are in the time. He knows what is going on before even us we come to experience it. And then for us now to be able to comprehend that, as I said, the only way is to be in Christ. The only way is to be in the Messiah. When you are in him, as you are hidden, as Paul will say, that he has resolved to know nothing else while he was with the Corinthians. Say, I've been with you, but I've resolved to know nothing else if not Christ, not any Christ, but him crucified. Mm. And to come to that place of understanding the mystery that is behind someone who has come from heaven, the God who has come from heaven, who has decided to have a body, to come on earth, not to play games, but to come to die for humans, not to pay a price to anybody, but to pay the price to himself. And you need to understand the mystery around it. When you understand the mystery around what he has done, then you start getting in what you call divine knowledge. Because it is about getting to know who the Father is, getting to know what the Father, understand. You know, today we're having a problem with most of us. I was telling some people, I said, if the Father could answer the prayer of everyone, this world should have been in chaos. Mm. Because there are people who ask him to kill other people. There are people who say, God, Father, I hate that person. I don't want to see that person anymore. Mm. Can you just imagine if he could be answering every single prayer by yes? Today should have been a problem. But because he is above everything, he does not operate as we operate. He does not think as we think. As the Bible says in Isaiah 55, when he says, that my thoughts are above your thought, my ways are above your ways. And there is a thing, the thing that differentiate or make God, set him apart from us, it is his knowledge. Mm. It's the understanding of the things before they happen, the understanding of things, as they're happening, to be able even to control them, even to stop them before they happen. Mm. But as for us, for us to understand, as I said, we need to be in him. But apart from that, we are only victims of whatever happened. Sometimes we cry, we complain, but just because we don't have that ability to know things in advance, we are not God. We are not the Father. We cannot comprehend the matter. And I love, as I said, if the Father could be responding to all our prayers, then we'll be in trouble. And what does the Father answer? And I've been discussing with some people. I said, the Father does not answer anything other than His will. And His will is divine knowledge. Mm. I mean, what He knows and what He wants. And that's what He responds to. He does not respond to all our desires as we wish. He does not respond to whatever we cry for, whatever we pursue in life. But He responds to what He decides to answer. Now, I will back this by saying what the Bible says in the book of Romans 8, that we do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit knows better. He knows what to ask the Father, because He knows the will of the Father, and He knows very well our heart as well, because He can search our heart. He knows the will of the Father, and He can search our heart, meaning that whatsoever that we can get in our lives. That's why I'll tell some people, say, hey, you know, if you want to live your life without stressing and whatever, if you want to live that kind of a life, what do you do? Just rely on the Father. Whatsoever come your way, give him thanks. We might be pursuing something that is not in His calendar, is not in His agenda. It's not in what He wants for you. As He knows everything, He knows that you are not, I mean, this thing is not good for you. But you become stressful, you are depressed, you suffer for something that maybe you will never get. And you might even die before time. Well, He knows. And for us to be able to comprehend, as I said, that's why Jesus Christ would tell the disciples, He said, whenever you pray, what do you do? After you say the Father, our Father in heaven and so on, but say, let thy will come let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm.
That's to say, let your knowledge, let the understanding of things, the way you understand things. Jesus Christ would speak to the disciples, said, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His own way of doing things. I mean, for you to get His own way of doing things, you need to understand the way He understands things.
Mm.
Now, this is requires us to go in a place whereby we don't just act haphazardly, but we act according to the dictate of the Holy Spirit. And I love the help of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is not here for us to be telling Him what He has to do, but He is here to help us, because He knows that we are weak.
Yeah.
He knows that we cannot comprehend the things of God. That's why He's here. That's why it's so very important to be so connected to the Holy Spirit, so that you may come to understand the mind of the Father.
Mm.
And the mind of the Father is His divine knowledge. It's just so amazing. You need to come to that place of growing to a place whereby we know that for us to sustain our lives on earth, as we do not know exactly the way the earth operates, the way the works, the way things happen, we need the one who knows everything. The one who knows everything, we need Him, because He knows everything in advance. I tell people sometimes as well, you know what? You cannot fix your past. You are not in control of your future. But the only thing that you have is your present. Now, that's just to make us to understand that if you stress out for your future, while you don't know anything about your future, the best will be, let me stress, but in God. Let me allow the Father to express His love, so that my life may be so covered and protected in a such a way that I will be so confident about the future that I don't know. But in Him, I know that I'll have a better future. But I won't stress, because I must be stressing for something that I might not receive, or I might not have. But for me to be okay, let me be in Him and enjoy life as He brings it to me. Because whenever He brings something to me, He gives me abilities to be able to cater, or to be able to take care of whatever He brings to me. And if I can understand His mind, I will have a kind of stress-free kind of a life. But as human, we sometimes think that we know better. We know much. You know, somebody says that we came on earth empty. We try to acquire things on earth. We start even bragging about the things that we've acquired. But the day we will leave as well, we live again empty. Say, look at that. How vanity is that? Now, the best way to be sure that as I come empty and I will go empty. If I can live my life, the best way to live the life is to be in Elohim.
Yeah.
Is to understand the Elohim. When you understand him, you know that your life is guaranteed. Your future is secured. No matter what happened, you know, people might be crying when they're about to go. They might be even trying to stay behind. But for you, it will be just a joy to go because, you know, my time is up.
Hmm.
No, this is very important. As I said from the beginning, I mean, everything has to do with the Messiah, sorry, the Father himself. Because when you talk about divine knowledge, it's the way the Father understands the matters, the way he knows the matters, the way he is in control of matters. When we understand that, it gives us a life that we can really celebrate him at any given time.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Tell us how you feel about this. The very knowledge of the Father. What is it even all about? When we speak about the knowledge of the Father, what do we imply? And then drop us a voice note that is on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Good news! You can now reach more than 400,000 loyal listeners when advertising on Radio Pulpit and 1 million people every month on our combined media platforms. To advertise, contact Sunet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sunet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word ADVERTISE to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.